Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
For the second straight week, it looked like turnovers and penalties would do the Bills in. Down 23-17 with 1:38 remaining. Buffalo, with no timeouts and on the backs of Stevie Johnson and Fred Jackson, marched 80 yards on 8 plays, with E.J. Manuel finding Johnson in the back of the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown reception. That, along with a Dan Carpenter extra point with 2 seconds remaining, lifted Buffalo to a dramatic 24-23 win over Carolina.
It was a play we ran earlier, and we missed on it. I pretty much got a corner route on that play, and like I said, the defender was yelling, check the corner to the outside guy. But with Chris Hogan in there, you got to respect it, man. Yeah, when you come underneath, you better jump on 7-11. Then they just left me wide open, you know. So it was just a play where we took advantage of their miscommunication.
Coach Hackett always preaches stick to your read. That was my first read. He was open, ran a great route. The O-line did a good job picking up the blitz. It was an all-out blitz, so I knew I had to do something to get the ball off. And defense, they play lights out. You know, to get those two last drives, get us the ball back, and still have opportunity to score a touchdown and win the game is huge.
I think we made some good decisions on that drive. You know, getting the ball out of bounds. You know, Fred made a play, make a play down the middle. Stevie makes a great play. You know, they worked well, they operated well, and at the end they were a man and coming after us, and we got Stevie in the back of the end zone and he made a play.
A pair of second half turnovers by E.J. Manuel on a sack fumble and an interception on back-to-back possessions, both inside Buffalo's 30, could have proved disastrous for the Bills, but the defense stiffened, allowing just a pair of field goals to keep it a one-score game.
We're stingy defense. We're a very stingy defense. You know, holding field goals is good, but you know, we don't want like any points on the board. We want to do six. So, you know, that's what we're going to go out there and do. And no matter what the situation you put us in, we're going to go out there and provide them for the stop.
A great effort defensively, you know, on the short field to really hold them to three. And you guys that have been here in the past, you know, we haven't really done a good job of that in the past. And for them to stand up like that, it's very difficult to do in this league against a team that has quite a bit of weapons out there.
No, I was thinking we can't let it go again. Before we ended up, the defense out there and we didn't take care of business, and the offense came out there and they stepped up, with no timeouts and drove down the field. So, that shows the character of the team. I mean, there's ups and downs, but we definitely keep it going.
Mario Williams set a team record with 4.5 sacks in the game as Cam Newton was under pressure for most of the day. With the victory, the Bills even their record at 1-1 and now begin preparations for what will be a big division contest on the road in Week 3 against the New York Jets. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.